You're listening to The Body Uncovered. I'm Michelle Bond, exercise physiologist and published researcher serving clients since 1999. If you want to dig past the magazine headlines and learn how the body actually works, I'll show you how to develop a can-do attitude with a body that you can depend on. Stay tuned and let's get uncovered. This is Michelle Bond, your host for The Body Uncovered. Welcome, welcome, everyone. So great to be back with you. I am hoping you are feeling positive about moving or starting a movement or exercise program, and that the last episode helped you to get solid on a plan to stay committed and also feel good about how to actually execute a simple cardiovascular program. Even if you have been injured or have had surgery, have been ill, you can have a plan and make it count. Okay, today's agenda is to talk about the good old muscle. And again, just like any other topic, this has a lot of depth, so I'm going to break this up into smaller pieces to digest and to incorporate into your life. So here we go. Muscle. We've heard about it for years and years. That you gotta work it and work it hard, and that it can lift and tone and sculpt, and that it's the fountain of youth, or that maybe you need to confuse it to get the best results, or that it will look longer and leaner if you do certain things, and on and on and on. Some of what I said is mildly correct, but most of it is sizzle to sell as usual. So let's break this down. There are three main functions that muscle performs. One, a muscle can contract and relax. Two, a muscle can move the joint it crosses. And three, a muscle works best in the direction of its fibers. Nothing more, nothing less. Before I describe each of these functions, let me point out how muscle is misrepresented in the media, and this is so you can focus on the right things when you are exercising. Let's start with the words to describe what your muscle will look like if you do a certain routine. Words like lift, tone, and sculpt. Muscles can't do those words in the way they are depicted in these cases, but I will explain how the commercial fitness industry arrived at those words in a moment. But in physiology discussions, those words are not used or have completely different meaning. For example, tone. In physiology, we talk about the tone of a muscle with regards to input of signal from the nervous system to the muscle, not something that describes the looks of a muscle, but rather a quality for function. Another word is lengthen, and a muscle fiber can lengthen with a certain type of overload training, but the way this word is usually used in commercials is get long and lean muscles, and they are on a mat doing body weight leg exercises. You need way more stimulus to achieve this effect in the muscle tissue. Also, you can't technically lift or sculpt a muscle either. I know that's a great way to describe what you might see after doing a program because the muscle looks higher, say as in the glutes or butt rather, like your butt seems lifted or your arms look sculpted because you can see the muscle definition better. But those words can be very misleading. And I think a better way to approach getting the best result for your effort is to really understand what is going on with it in order to truly connect with it. You may have heard me mention before that I believe this to be the mind-body connection, is you can't connect your mind to your body if you don't know what your body even has and, moreover, how it is working. I know those words like lifted and sculpted sound so good and sound motivating because you can relate to what it might look like for you. And I admit, it sounds motivating and so sellable, but my mission is to truly represent what is going on in the body because it deserves to be represented properly. Okay, so now you know about all those words. But here is something you can focus on. Guess what? When you participate in a resistance program that progressively overloads the body for gaining strength, you can increase the number of sarcomeres that are in a muscle fiber, Well, what is a sarcomere? Well, sarcomeres are the contractile units inside the muscle fiber. A sarcomere is the actual structure that contracts and relaxes so that a whole muscle can do work. These structures can increase in parallel or in series, but for today, I will mention parallel because that is what usually happens in a strength training program. So I'm going to give you a little picture in order to visualize this. So imagine an empty paper towel roll. And that, I'm going to say that a lot, so I might get tongue-tied here, but imagine an empty paper towel roll that represents a muscle cell, okay, or one muscle fiber running the length of your thigh. Then a long piece of spaghetti inside of the paper towel roll, and that represents a bunch of sarcomeres stacked upon each other running the length of the spaghetti, okay? Then as you did more exercise, you kept adding long spaghettis next to each other inside of the paper towel roll. Now imagine that the paper towel roll was soft and pliable, like the covering of a muscle fiber, okay? With more addition of sarcomeres or spaghetti noodles next to each other, the muscle fiber would start to expand out. It would indeed look more toned or sculpted. So that is where those words may come from, but now you can focus on the actual happenings in the body that produce this thing you can see, okay? So in the show notes for this episode, claim your free copy of my ebook, 5 Fitness Fallacies, and you will get more information there and also how to execute a weight training program. Okay, so now we can look at how muscle works and how you can focus on this in your exercise routine. So let's go back to a concept I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, was that first, muscles contract and relax. So think of elbow flexion, otherwise known as a biceps curl, to work the front of the upper arm. When you curl and bring your hand closer to your shoulder, you are producing what is called a concentric contraction, or force producing, and that's an event for that muscle. When you extend the elbow joint or release or relax that muscle group, that relaxing or releasing is also a contraction, but it's called an eccentric contraction. So the actual relaxing of a muscle in an exercise is also a contraction. And if you slow down your movement in exercise, you can really feel it. So a lot of times we think of contraction as just this tightening and shortening of the muscle and where the grit happens, but actually when you're lengthening the muscle or releasing this force production is also a contraction. It's eccentric. So if you go really slow, you can also feel it. Now, moving slow all the time while lifting weights is not always appropriate. There's sometimes you need to speed it up, but in certain types of training, the eccentric contraction is even more important than the concentric or force production. So again, these are things that elite trainers talk about, okay? But it never makes it really to mainstream fitness. It's all about, you know, how it looks, but not how it functions. All right, the next concept I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast was that muscle can move, or muscle moves the joint it crosses. That really says it all. If the tendinous part of a muscle does not cross that muscle does not move that joint. So if you are moving a joint thinking that you are exercising a certain muscle and that muscle does not cross that joint, you are not working that muscle. So an example would be if you were sitting in a chair and extended your right leg out straight and kept it straight while lowering and lifting the leg by moving the hip joint. You might feel the tension in all of the quadriceps, okay, the four muscles on the front of the thigh, but only one of the four quadriceps muscles crosses the hip joint, and that is the one being worked. So again, you might feel the tension in all four muscles, but feeling something does not mean that something is working in a particular way. That is why it is important to work with a trainer that has an expert level understanding of functional anatomy. Okay, it's because it's not just understanding what muscles cross what joints, but also the understanding of the angle of the joint and what is happening to not only the muscle, but also the soft tissue. And this is why I have dedicated the last now 11 years of my 20 plus years in deep study for this, because all my clients are benefiting from this, because as things arise in their life that may show up in their body, okay, I know how to navigate around that and teach them how as well, because it's a lot more than the muscle. And I'll get into the connective tissue, in later episodes. And I mean a specialized connective tissue called fascia. That's a big buzzword now, but I'm not going to let the fitness industry commercialize that as well. But I'll get back to that soon. But the last concept that I mentioned was that muscle works best in the direction of its fibers. So if you want to work the hamstrings, the muscles in the back of the thigh, don't twist your leg at the hip. The direction of the fibers are mostly running up and down. So bending at the knee as you bring your foot close to your glutes is the motion to put the hamstrings in a concentric or force production contraction, like we talked about at the beginning of the episode. And some muscles have several directions of fibers because the length of the muscle and various attachment points, like some of the muscles in the back. So that means you would work those muscles with various joint angles to address as much fiber as possible. It's kind of like the chest muscles. They kind of fan out. So you could do different arm movements at different angles. That's why I love push-ups, because you can do a simple arm configuration, and then you can offset the hands. You can turn the hands in or out. Understanding angles of fibers of muscle is very important. It doesn't mean your workout is not good if you don't do that, but it's something you can take one exercise and you can finesse it and get five exercises out of one exercise. I do that all the time with my clients, and it keeps us entertained for hours. Ha ha. But you know what I mean. It's just a lot. And I enjoy coming up with these different variations because the simplest things work. There's not a lot of hype with what I do. It's basic science, how the body works, and people are happy and not injured either. But here's the thing. And if you have an area of the body that is just stuck or painful or weak, that situation is infringing on other parts of the body, as those parts have to do more work. So it is in your best interest to iron that out so that your body can move more optimally. If you are interested in this idea, please contact me for a complimentary 15-minute phone conversation. You can tell me a bit more about what is going on, and I can explain how I might be able to help you. No pressure, just information. That's how I do this. All right, today there was a lot of information, but just to recap. Number one, there is no sculpting and lifting muscles, only adding sarcomeres, the contractile units in a muscle fiber. Number two, muscles do three things. They contract and relax. They move the joint they cross. And they work best in the direction of their fibers. And if you have movement discrepancies in your body, it's time to get that handled. Adding load, such as with exercise, to a body that has limited movement, pain, declining posture, is really a recipe for more injury and discomfort, and moreover, not getting the results you are looking for. Okay, everyone. I hope you have found this information valuable and useful for yourself. I hope you can join me next time when I continue with a few more aspects of muscle function. This is all about the muscle at this point. This is such a big topic in fitness, so I want to make sure I cover some of the basics. What I will cover next time, like how every muscle has a partner and what that means for your exercise program. And then also how to execute an actual beginning and progressive resistant training program. So please feel free to leave me comments here or on my website. It's updated now at michellebond.com. That's Michelle with one L. And see the show notes for your free copy of The 5 Fitness Fallacies, my ebook I wrote. I love this little book. There's a lot of information to keep you focused on the truth about how the body works. There are deeper explanations about the material I am presenting here, and also an opportunity to get some videos that will help you apply this information. So I'm on a mission to serve others in this way. After assimilating so much information over the past 20 plus years, I'd be so grateful if you subscribe to this podcast and share it on social media or however you wish. Until next time, stay positive, stay moving, and stay uncovered. This podcast and related materials is for general informational purposes only and is not meant to be a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek medical clearance before starting any exercise program. The user assumes all risk. Until next time, stay uncovered.